Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Grazier's Son, written by Catherine Hine and read by Hannah Fredrickson. For Jim. Chapter 1. In the end, the grave wasn't hard to find. It lay in the shadow of the tallest, most ostentatious monument in the cemetery, as dark, plain, and flat as its neighbour was lofty, light, and gaudy. The slabs sported a single ugly embellishment, a coarse brown block erupting from its polished granite surface. Where the epitaph should have read, "Rest in peace," someone had stuck a clumsily engraved hunk of brick over "peace" to make the epitaph read, "Rest in hell." Shoulders hunched against the early morning cold and fists deep into the pockets of his leathers, Sterling brooded over it for a moment. Then, using the heel of his boot, he hacked at the block. The jarring impact travelled up his right leg and across and shot pain down his left hip. Yet another reminder. He grunted and scratched his jaw. Whoever had put the block in place meant business. A chisel and hammer and a bit of oomph should do it. Next time. If there was a next time. He looked east, to where the fiery tip of the rising sun was creeping over the horizon and slinking rays across the cemetery. Thick cobwebs of fog hung sluggish in the hollows. Here and there, a few surviving manna gums were glazed in crowns of orange, while further afield, the grey-white fleeces of grazing sheep glowed like ghosts. It was weird how beautiful he found this place of the dead, but in his experience, the most breathtaking lands were often the most haunted. Sterling regarded the slab once more. Dougal Benjamin Kildare, a man he'd never met, a man who was also his father. He supposed he should feel something. Except what? Sorrow? Anger? Regret? How could you feel anything for someone you never knew? And if the allegations were true, someone he wouldn't want to know. Except he did. Faults and all. Sterling wanted to know this man, because maybe, just maybe, doing so might help him find himself. To his bemusement, there were quite a few cars about in Grassmore. Then Sterling remembered that this was the country. Most people weren't like him, driven out of bed by pain or a churning mind. They rose early as a matter of course. He found a park in the main street near the same cafe where he'd scored an early dinner the evening before and reversed his road bike in. He swung his leg carefully over the seat, plucked off his helmet, and headed inside. Joanne, the proprietor, greeted him with warmth and a little surprise, while the pretty younger girl, Millie? Ellie? Eyed him beneath lowered lashes from behind the espresso machine. He ordered the big breakfast and asked for a pot of English breakfast tea instead of coffee. Millie Ellie might be pretty, but he'd learned last night that she wasn't much of a barista. "Back again," said Joanne, sliding the payment terminal towards him. "You must like it here." Sterling made a throaty noise that could have been interpreted as anything. He didn't know what to make of Grassmore yet, except that it was proudly tidy, had a few historic buildings, and so far seemed friendly enough, if you didn't count the hell brick. "How was the motel?" "Fine." "Busy day ahead?" "Probably." Joanne twitched with frustration at his blunt answers. Curiosity burned behind her eyes. Grassmore was a small town, tucked into the far western corner of Victoria. Everyone was interested in a stranger. Sterling thought again about the hell brick and wondered which camp Joanne stood in. What did it matter? She could think what she liked. Sterling would make up his own mind about Dougal Kildare. He waved off the receipt and headed for the same seat next to the front window that he'd chosen yesterday. He busied himself with his phone, checking emails and the news, his posture not inviting conversation. Not that he was likely to get any. Only two other tables were occupied. A couple in their 30s sat stiffly at one, gazes flinty as they tried to keep their argument hushed. An elderly man wearing a tweed coat and matching cap sat at another.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?